Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. When it comes to preparing beds for vegetables, flowers, or shrubs, you must do it properly to ensure success. Before planting, do a thorough job of removing any weeds that may have grown in the bed. Or if this is a new bed, remove any existing turf. Do a thorough job of this. Turn the soil to a depth of 8 inches and then spread a 2 to 4 inch layer of organic matter, such as compost or composted manure, over the turned soil. Organic matter loosens the soil, making it easier for roots to grow. It helps soil drainage, but it also helps the soil retain moisture, and it provides some of the mineral nutrients plants need to be healthy. It also encourages beneficial soil microorganisms to flourish. This creates a healthier environment for plant roots and helps the plants grow better. We also add fertilizers during bed preparation. You may use commercial or organic fertilizers based on your preference. Sprinkle the fertilizer over the organic matter following the package directions. Then, thoroughly incorporate the organic matter and the fertilizer into the upper 8 inches or so of the soil. Rake the top smooth and shape the sides of the bed, and you're ready to plant. Gardeners often ask me what kind of fertilizer they should apply when preparing beds. You know, there's no simple answer to this question. Fertilizers are simply materials that we add to the soil to provide one or more of the essential minerals plants need, like nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and others. Most fertilizers contain a variety of the minerals that plants need, particularly nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, the minerals that plants absorb in greatest quantities. Now, fertilizers are not plant food, and we are not feeding our plants when we use them, despite the common usage of these terms when we talk about fertilizers. Unfortunately, gardeners often take these terms literally, which confuses what fertilizers are and what they do. Plants make their own food through a remarkable process called photosynthesis. We do not and cannot directly provide food for our plants. They've got to make it for themselves. But when you fertilize your plants, all you're really doing is making sure the plants have a good supply of the minerals they need to be healthy and function properly, much as an iron, calcium, or potassium supplement might be taken by a human, but it is not their food. Choosing the right fertilizer for your garden is not mysterious, and there is no secret formulation that ensures best results. It's just a matter of finding out what minerals your soil needs and adding them with the appropriate fertilizer. Now, the only way you can know what minerals are lacking in your soil is to have your soil tested. When you get your soil test results, you would choose a fertilizer, either commercial or organic, that includes the essential minerals that are in short supply and have little or none of the minerals that are present in adequate amounts. So having your soil tested is important in selecting the type of fertilizer that you're going to use. Contact your parish LSU Ag Center Extension office for how to get your soil tested through the LSU Ag Center Soil Testing Laboratory. You may also find LSU Ag Center soil testing boxes available at local nurseries and garden centers. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.